At what age does a person become fully mature? You see, as a preteen, I remember thinking that the day I became a teenager, somehow that would make me a mature person. And in some ways, I was forced to mature, but in others, I remained immature. So then, I remember thinking that the maturity I lacked would come on my 21st birthday, the day I became an adult. But once again, I matured in some areas, but in others remained as immature or maybe even worse. So I thought that maturity was just a little bit further down the road, that when I hit my 30s, for sure I'd become a mature adult. But the same pattern repeated itself. In some areas, age forced me to mature, while in others I remained as immature and in some instances became more immature. It wasn't until I hit my mid-30s that I realized three things. First, that few things are more harmful in life than becoming an immature adult. Second, that in many areas of my life, time alone was not enough to cause me to mature. And third, that maturing in the important areas of my life was something I had to become intentional about. See, no matter how old you are, you know that there are areas in your life in which you've never fully matured. Areas you've learned to cover and excuse, but they have an adverse impact on the important things in your life. Because adult immaturity shows up in all of your interactions. It shows up in everything you do and in every one of your relationships. Luke wrote about Jesus, and Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. Here are three areas you should intentionally mature in. You should intentionally mature in the area of wisdom. No amount of knowledge through studies or lived experience on its own makes a person wise. What makes a person wise is the proper application of that knowledge. Wisdom is to know what is right and to intentionally do what is right. Here's another area you should intentionally mature in: stature. In order to grow and mature in stature, you must learn to be intentional with your health. You should eat sensibly, do appropriate exercises for your stage of life, and you should always have your annual physical. Anything less is immature and will eventually have a negative impact on your life. And third and not least, you should be intentional about maturing in favor with God and with men. If in no other area, we should grow and mature in our relationship with God and with others. As I said in the beginning of the post, few things are more harmful than immature adults interacting with each other. We must be intentional about growing past the immaturity that keeps us relationally deficient with God and with others.